4-8-GET MOVE.
N0TR for a short one here. Renisha's getting ready to put me on a bowl of soup. How's your day?
Today, restful day. Haven't done a whole lot of anything, so it's been nice.
So I got to hear this. And just they got three new Rivian electric cars, and boy, they're ugly. But what was funny was, and this is N0TR, this morning on the radio I heard that the second largest investment in Georgia's history, $1.5 billion, that Rivian just shut that off in the promise of 7,500 jobs. But now on the TV, on Channel 7 here, it's showing three new models they just released. Now that was a pickup over there they was going to build, I think.
So, and I heard Rivian was having some financial trouble just within the last few months, so I don't know. I don't know what to think about that company.
Don't look all that bad, but to lose $1.5 billion, and, you know, I don't know anything about it, but I just heard them say that they just put the brakes on and stopped the building of the plant over there all of a sudden. These cars they introduced today, they're just butt ugly, that's all I can say.
More.
Teslas don't impress me, the ones I seen running around here. Now that $100,000 one that one of my radio friends has, it was pretty impressive, but the outside of it looked, you know, like any other car. The inside was a great big huge screen in it, you know.
Here for the big huge screen, touch screen, all that mess all in one location. And too distracting while you're driving down the road, in my opinion.
Maybe. Well, where have you been working at today?
Been at home today. I don't run around on Friday.
Type of work day, isn't it? Well, we've only got 1/100 of an inch of rain so far, but what they're saying is tonight's going to be heavy.
Same for up here also. I'm going to meet the wife for supper right now. We're going to eat out in town here, and hopefully it doesn't start the heavy rain until I get back.
I think it will, Patrick. From what they said, it was going to start the heaviest stuff late tonight. Well, I hope you enjoy your meal. I'm going to go over and sit down. And Bernice made two petitzes, which is a German nut roll. And they're about, well, I don't know, 18 inches long and 6 inches in diameter. They look like one of those curlicues rolls inside, you know. Oh, it's delicious, and it really smells great.
I've had the pleasure of that before. I know it's pretty good. So you make sure to enjoy a piece of that for me.
Okay, Patrick. We'll let you go, and have a good evening with the wife. KO4HKX and 0TR 73.
You and Miss Bernice have a good weekend. KO4HKX, mobile.
This is Bruce, W4HI. We spoke a couple of days ago.
Oh, good afternoon, Bruce. I had company there, and I heard you holler earlier today, but I couldn't break away from my company. How you doing? This is N0TR.
Radio in the car right now. I'm heading towards Clemson to do some security work for the evening. And I got a red light right now, right here on 123 and Route 94. How's the signal?
I don't know if Patrick's still there or not. He was mobile, and he's quite a ways north of me. Patrick, you still around?
Bruce, you're sounding good up here where I'm at.
Yeah, we've just got a small band antenna mag mounted to the roof of the car. Tom, I did locate access holes in the trunk. in the back of the Subaru Forester, and there's also one in the firewall. But the one in the firewall, it's so padded on the inside, I can't see where it is. But there's definitely two access points to put a wire from the battery to the radio. Over.
Didn't go through the firewall at all. I just ran it up to the front of the car and come up right alongside the battery, Bruce. That avoided that mess around the firewalls nowadays.
It's a car. I mean, this car has complete coverings underneath it. So it's you'd have to put it up on a lift to get out underneath there. But yeah, you could do it, and then you'd bring it in through the back. Either way, of course, the firewall would be nicer because it's closer and shorter, but I'm not quite sure what's in back of that grommet. But there's nothing on the grommet. And the one grommet in the firewall not being used.
Roger. Well, our Avalon, our 2022 Avalon is that way. And my neighbor put mine in for me. And he's got a lift. And I take that back. That was just before he bought the lift. And he made up his mind. And he went and bought one. But he was underneath that car for a long time, and it had all those covers underneath of it. And I think Patrick said they're doing that with a lot of the cars now. What model have you got, Bruce?
I was in a 19 Subaru, and I got myself into some traffic here.
Roger. Patrick, I'm going to let you pick it up with Bruce, because Bernice has got my toasted cheese sandwich and a bowl of soup. We're not eating big tonight. And Bruce, nice hearing you, and I'll let you carry on with Patrick, or if you get tangled in traffic. Him and his wife are going out to eat right now, or he's going out to meet his wife to eat. And so I'll say 73 and turn it over to KO4HKX. See you later, Patrick and Bruce.
73 Tom, KO4HKX. And Bruce, I'm sorry, I'm going to lose the repeater here shortly, so I'm not going to be able to stick around, but I would love to talk to you one day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
No, this is good. I am here at Clemson, other than some traffic that I'm not sure why, but anyway, 73, to close to you, W4HI.